W4DJW mobile. 4VWA, W4DJW. W4DJW mobile.
4GJW, KO4PXB.
How are you?
Fixing to go feed the stomach, but how are you today?
Doing that. Now I'm going to the airfield, and I'm going to poke some holes in some clouds that aren't there.
I definitely will know you'll enjoy that. Is that look too windy in Spartanburg?
Today said single-digit wind and single-digit gusts. So when they're both in single-digit, that's a beckoning to go flying.
Yep, that is definitely true.
They work to go find some grub.
I normally go around this time frame. That way I'm not too starving by the time the dinner rolls around. That way I don't munch.
I'm not the only one that's got that problem. Munching will definitely kill an appetite, and the number one ingredient to a good meal is an appetite, a good appetite.
That is definitely true, because I've definitely lost probably about 24 pounds now due to the fact that I eat on like a cake plate, and so the small portions fit on that, and I have watered stuff up to the prior to 11 o'clock time frame, and then I'll eat my breakfast or a protein bar then, and then just have a light lunch, and then by the 6 o'clock time frame I have my dinner, and then I don't eat again, you know, maybe some fruit at around the 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock time frame.
You know, I started buying those little fruit bowls for that same reason, and two out of four that I bought, I had to throw away. I waited until they had gone bad. When they start turning to liquid, that means you waited too long.
Yeah, you have definitely waited way too long when they start becoming the jelly.
You need more fiber, more fruit, and I crave more fruit, so I get more fruit, but I can't break away from what I'm doing to go eat the fruit.
Put it in a fruit smoothie and take that with you.
You know, my wife does those smoothies. I've never tried a smoothie, but they look like they're pretty good. But it looks like it'd be a lot of trouble to make them.
Make it the night before and put it in the freezer, and then probably early in the morning when you just take it out, and then by the time you normally would like it, it's definitely ready.
And that, and you've hit on the problem. The problem is that they're downstairs in the fridge, and I'm upstairs, and if I open the door to the right of me, there's a bowl of butterscotch candy right there. And it's a whole lot easier to open that door and get a piece of butterscotch and close that door and keep on coding. And that's my problem.
That's why I have definitely done away with having sweets in the house, because they call my name too, and that is just not a good thing to have.
I never did sweets until I retired, and then I started thinking more about little things in life, because I was always just focused on work, nothing else, just work, and that's bad. So retired, all of a sudden it's like, hey, you can think of other stuff. You're free to do other stuff. You can come and go as you please. One of your newfound degrees of freedom is you can eat candy. And I started doing that, and now I got my wife hooked on butterscotch. Like you said, I'm going to have to purge the house of butterscotch.
The thing that will definitely help out is, on that candy dish, put a note to yourself to avoid that temptation, like I said, get rid of it, or get that sugar-free candy.
I've never bought anything sugar-free. I figure if it doesn't have any sugar in it, it's probably not going to taste good. So I don't bother with sugar-free stuff. I've never tried it, never gone down that road, don't have any desire to go down that road, but I guess one day I'm probably going to have to go down that road.
definitely a good road to travel down. I'm not sure if you crave chocolate, but if you do, the good substitution for that is actually Cara, but you can get it from any health food store, but it's definitely a lot better, you know, for you.
What's it called?
Carob.
It's like a chocolate, so I never ate chocolate either. It's like a chocolate substitute. I never ate that either, but one day at the Ingles, they were out of butterscotch, so I picked up some of those Hershey's chocolates. Now I'm getting both of them. Went from bad to worse.
It's a chocolate substitute. Well, let me get in here to get some lunch, because definitely my time will run out on being able to eat lunch in peace.
Anymore. I'm almost to the airfield anyway. So, bon appetit. Have a good lunch. Catch you later. KO4 PXP W4 DJW.